Animals Make Art Too, alongside El Paso Museum of Art's newest exhibition, Ethics, Excess, Extinction, view works painted by orangutans, seals, elephants, and tigers in collaboration with the El Paso Zoo's Animal Enrichment Program. On Saturday, April 14th, families are invited to tour the exhibition and drop in anytime for art-making activities at the El Paso Museum of Art studio classrooms. This event is free and open to all ages. Here to tell us all about it is Dr. Victoria Ramirez from the El Paso Museum of Art. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So before we get into the animals, it is my understanding that there's a little something happening with a Medal of Honor at the Museum of Art.
Oh, that's correct. I'm so glad you asked. Last summer, Congressman Beto O'Rourke's office nominated the El Paso Museum of Art for a Medal of Honor. It's a national award that's given to museums and libraries across the country, given by the Institute for Museums and Library Services, a federal agency that supports museums and libraries. And we were absolutely overjoyed to learn that the El Paso Museum of Art is one of 15 finalists for the award. And so should we win, we will get to head to Washington, D.C. and accept the medal on behalf of El Paso. It is an honor that many, many museums and libraries across the country strive for, and we cannot thank Congressman O'Rourke's office enough for thinking of us and for El Pasoans for supporting the museum and putting us in the position that we would even be considered for such an award.
But, you know, it doesn't happen just because. I mean, you're obviously doing something right.
I feel like we're doing something right.
Yeah.
Yes. They commended us on our caliber of our exhibitions, our collections, our outreach, and commitment to the community. And for that, we're really proud.
Congratulations on being a finalist, and we can only hope to be the winners. When do you find out? Do you know?
We find out May 1st.
Okay. Well, either way, you're a winner in our hearts.
Well,
so
thank you. Thank you.
Which brings us to some of the unique programming that you've got going on. You've got animals painting.
We do. As many people may know, we opened an exhibition in January called Ethics, Excess, Extinction. It's an exhibition of contemporary art. All artists who, in some way or another, are making commentaries on man's relationship with animals, our need to preserve them, our need to live harmoniously with them, and also in some of the work, exploring our similarities with the animal kingdom.
Right.
And so the work is fascinating. And as we thought about the kind of programming that we wanted to offer, we reached out to the El Paso Zoo, knowing of their animal enrichment program. And we will be featuring the work of local artists at the El Paso Museum of Art. We will be featuring the work of 16 animals from the El Paso Zoo.
How cool.
The work it's really fun, it's interesting, it's very colorful. Animals will use their feet, their trunks, their bellies, all parts to create art, and we will have that on view at the museum. And so in conjunction with that partnership, we will be hosting a family day.
Now, these are the best because it is, well, it's one thing to open the museum, of which the museum is. It's open to everybody. But these family days, I mean, you get to really dig your hands into the paint and get down and dirty and know what art is about.
Correct. We want to create family days as a festival of activities.
Yes.
It's a time when families, adults and children, however they define themselves as a family, can come to the museum anytime between 12 and 4 on Saturday, April 14th. They can stay as long as they'd like, and they are welcome to participate in any one of the activities that we'll have at the museum. And as you said, we'll have a lot of art making, so they'll be able to get down and dirty and take home some souvenirs that they made.
Exactly. And I don't know if people are familiar with the rooms, you know, where you have your studio rooms, but they are so much fun. They just call for, you know what, stick your hands in some clay and get your hands in some paint. It's the perfect environment to get in there.
Yeah. It's incredible when you see adults and children walk into the studio spaces because they're met by a teaching artist. They see all the art supplies in front of them. People are watching other people make art. And even if somebody comes in the studio and says, no, I don't want to make anything, ultimately,
before you know it,
they've got their hands in the paint, they've got their hands in the clay, and they're creating something as well. And that's what we want. You know, family days, it's not child care. It's not babysitting.
Right.
It's a chance to do things together. And we'll have story time in the galleries. We'll have tours of the exhibitions. And then, of course, everybody can come see the works made by the animals from our El Paso Zoo.
Will you tell us about your art teachers? Because they are a special bunch. And I know you have a lot of local artists in there teaching and interacting. And they really are rock stars.
They are the rock stars that mm-hmm. make the family programs really special. And they just illuminate the art school classes and camps that we offer, too. When we look for a teaching artist to teach at the museum, a few things are important to us. We want to make sure that we find an artist who knows their craft very well.
Mm-hmm.
If we have a teacher who's teaching ceramics or painting or jewelry making, we want to make sure that we have somebody who really knows their stuff.
Right.
We also want to make sure that we're hiring people who are excited to share their craft with others and who want to teach, children, who want to teach adults, and who are interested in sharing their enthusiasm with other people. And we're really fortunate because we have a very talented, accomplished group of teaching artists who make the art school really sing. And I guess this is my opportunity to thank all of them, because many times they're down in the studio teaching and we're up in our offices and we don't have a chance to thank them. But they really are the heart and soul of the art school.
It's true. And to generate that excitement in somebody when they're young, that never goes away. And the fact that then it happened at the museum, well, you're just going to keep coming back.
The other thing, too, that the teaching artists do really well is they're able to connect the process of making something with the art that's in the galleries.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to your point, people just feel more comfortable in the museum that way. It's so interesting, too. You know, whenever we get thank you notes from people who've participated in an art school program or even who just came in on a tour, they never really thank the museum as a whole. The thank you always goes to the individual. And so it's the people, I think, that make the difference at the museum.
It's a testament to their impact.
Exactly.
So speaking of, you've got this exhibit going on, but there's a lot of action going on at the museum. So yes, go and see the animals make art and see the ethics excess extinction exhibit. But you've got Cheech Marin in there now. And, of course, the Cress. Inform us. What else is going on? Because I know there's a lot to it.
We have an active spring, that's for sure. One of the things that we try to do at the museum is make sure that we have an exhibition schedule that's balanced
mm-hmm.
and that offers a wide variety of different types of art if you come visit us for an afternoon. And so it is true. You can see contemporary art in the Ethics Excess Extinction exhibition. And then you can also go downstairs and see the collection of Cheech Marin. He, of course, was in town and talked quite a bit about the significance of Chicano art in the world of art today. And for that reason, we're really proud to have that collection at the museum.
Chicano art is mainstream art.
It's American art. Mm-hmm. It is. It's not something that's separate. We talked quite a bit about this notion that Chicano art started as street art. It started as art that wasn't considered worthy of a museum. And certainly with Cheech's collecting, with his scholarship and his commitment to informing the broader art world of what's happening in Chicano communities, it's been elevated, I would say. What's interesting, too, is it hasn't been elevated to the point that it's changed. It's still true to what it is.
Absolutely.
But it's perhaps now being recognized by museums and the broader art world as important. I have to say, last week was spring break when we saw more families come through the museum, hundreds and hundreds of people each day. And to hear their comments about Cheech's collection was pretty powerful.
I can attest to that. Having been there during that week, there were so many people. It was
mm-hmm.
a Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
and the place was jamming. It mm-hmm. was so exciting to see that.
Well, and a lot of people who brought their children
mm-hmm.
and said, noticed things in the art that was familiar, or saw people that looked familiar or dressed in a certain way. And we just heard so many positive comments. It was really exciting. I think it
yes.
was it's a great exhibition, and I encourage everybody to come down and see it. And of course, we're free, so
no complaints there.
No complaints, really. right. And then you did mention the Crest collection,
yes.
and that is another commitment that we have. We have an incredible permanent collection at mm-hmm. the Art Museum, a little over 7,000 works of art, and one of the most significant aspects of our permanent collection is the Crest collection of European art. It is closed right now. We are completely renovating those galleries. We have a scholar in-house who is researching our collection, and we will open to the public on May 11th with a brand new space, with brand new stories, but the same art. And I am over the moon with excitement, because I think that people are going to come in and they're going to see familiar paintings, mm-hmm. but they're going to see them in a completely different light. And so that is one of the things that we're really committed to do, and that is keep our permanent collection active and interesting, and keep
yeah.
showcasing what we have in El Paso, because we have a lot to be proud of.
So while we lure people in for Family Day on April 14th, see the paintings by the animals, see Ethics X's Extinction, and by all means, get your hands in there, because you have all day to do that, right?
That's right. That's right. Bring a smock.
That's right. Bring a smock. Wear clothes you don't care to get dirty.
That's right.
And just have a ball. That's really it, right?
That's it. That's it. We look forward to seeing everybody on April 14th.
And with that said, today my guest has been Dr. Victoria Ramirez from the El Paso Museum of Art. We invite you to the Museum of Art any day, but really, Family Day is on Saturday, April 14th from 12 to 4. There'll be lots of activities, paintings by animals, and people too.
And people.
Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.